Another changing of the guard is coming at Boston Public Schools. On Monday, Brenda Caselius will become the seventh person to hold the superintendent's job in just 13 years. She follows interim superintendent Laura Peril, who held the post during a challenging year. WBUR's Max Larkin spent a day with the outgoing superintendent and saw firsthand the conflicting demands of the Boston school's top job.
If running a big city school district feels like a dizzying responsibility, Laura Peril can confirm it feels that way from the inside, too.
I wake up every morning and I think, 55,000 children. 55,000 children.
Every day brings unexpected challenges, late buses or lawsuits or worse. Coworkers wonder when Peril slept. She's driven 5,600 miles this year, flitting from school to school in a tiny Ford hatchback she bought for the job. For example, she'll search for a space in Chinatown.
I will say that parallel parking on the streets of Boston is one of my hidden talents.
And then she ducks into a school auditorium to hear La Cucaracha as performed by a fourth grade orchestra. She takes the stage for a moment.
A special thank you to the art teacher. So could all of the art teachers who are in the room today stand and wave? Let's give them a big round.
Thank you. Hi.
Then it's out the door, on to the next thing. It's a little like being on the campaign trail, but Peril doesn't seem to love the spotlight. So it's not an easy job. But then Peril says neither is teaching.
To get 30 kids on a stage playing instruments in the fourth grade, a huge amount of work went into that.
Peril was named interim superintendent last summer after a career in nonprofits, including many years working in Boston schools. But she was a controversial choice. She herself had never been a teacher, and the night she was appointed, activists like Bob Marshall were livid, not at Peril as much as at the opaque five-day process that turned her up.
I'm not even talking about her. What I'm talking about is the process. It's people in a smoke-filled room making decisions. Okay, the impact, our children.
Peril made big decisions this past year. She set a path for the city's remaining middle schools to be phased out, for elementary schools to expand, and more. And she announced plans to close two high schools in West Roxbury. That decision was dropped in her lap, she says, when city inspectors told her their shared building was dangerously in disrepair.
It is the most painful thing that one can do to close a school. Even if you don't have good choices, which we did not in this case.
Mayor Marty Walsh, who appointed Peril, says he believes that kind of bold change is necessary to set BPS up for the 21st century. Still, he says Peril showed rare political courage in carrying it out.
And I think a lot of times adjustments weren't made because of the advocacy or the concern of parent groups and teachers and everyone else. And sometimes you just have to make those decisions. And Laura, when she was here, made those decisions.
Those West Roxbury high schools closed earlier this month, but the process still stings. Allison Doherty taught there for 20 years and says the building really was in bad shape, but only after a parade of superintendents set the school up for failure, subjecting it to unworkable reforms even as they deferred repairs. By the end of the year, Doherty says, trust had just collapsed.
So I think it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. People feel like they've been burned so many times that they just don't believe anything that is said.
But it's not just West Roxbury. Mistrust is a multi-generational problem in BPS. Just a few years ago, district officials privately weighed a plan to close dozens of schools. And Peril's predecessor, Tommy Chang, tried to push through reforms, like reshuffling school start times, only to abandon them in the face of public resistance. After he lost the mayor's support, Chang resigned suddenly last summer. Peril was born and raised in Illinois, but she's lived in Boston for more than 30 years. Still, she's not at peace with her adoptive hometown's native pessimism.
You know, it's a little simplistic to say assume good intentions, because we all have had our hearts broken, but there's also dozens of examples of people pushing themselves to find solutions.
The district made few accommodations for those two West Roxbury high schools. Allison Doherty, for example, saw the specialized autism program she created move on to a new school without her. But ever since, Peril says she's tried to find better solutions. When she proposed closures and moves at other schools, she confronted fierce pushback, then adjusted the plans until most people were satisfied. It wasn't exactly elegant, but at least affected staff say they felt like they had a voice. Starting on Monday, Brenda Caselius will try to keep up the trend. A career educator and administrator from Minnesota, she'll come in determined to listen, she says, from day one, even to give her cell phone number to anyone who requests it. For her part, Laura Peril will be wishing Caselius luck from her vacation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.